boy, there ain't no two ways about it, Andy. We can make this one of the greatest lodges in the world. With me as the team face and you as the face.
Oh, Joe, Joe. Me and you can fix it up all right.
Well, here come Amos.
Well, Amos, you just in time.
Hello there,
Amos.
Hello there,
Amos. Brother Amos, how is it?
Well, I was always thinking.
We were just requesting some things here about the lodge.
Are you going to do what?
We've been talking over the situation.
What's the matter down there now?
Go ahead, Kingsbridge. Tell Amos some of the stuff that we are going to do.
Well, Amos, you know, we've got to have some money in the lodge bank account before we can go ahead with great work.
Yeah, I guess you've got to have some money if you want to fix up the place down there.
Me and the Kingfish have done figured the whole thing out. All you got to do is sit still and do what we tell you to do. We have done all the thinking already.
Now, go ahead, Kingfish. Tell me what you're going to do.
Go ahead.
Well, Brother Amos, we have done decided to assess the numbers.
What is he going to do,
Kingfish? Assess them, Amos. Assess them. Make them pay for money.
Amos, we are going to tell the brothers that on account of everything going wrong, that each member is going to have to pay $5.
Wait a minute, sir. I ain't got no $5 to be paid.
Explain that part of doing things, baby. That's what you told me to explain it to.
Amos, I have got it fixed so that the officers ain't got a thing.
And how did you do that?
Amos, just like I told you. Me and the King can run this lodge so that everybody can have a good time and everything else. Now, you just listen to what everybody got to say in that lodge. Go ahead, King. Explain to them how come we ain't got to pay to bring that thing.
Well, Brother Amos, I have done with a new bylaw.
The four of these bylaws is the thing.
What is the bylaw?
Well, I'll read it to you. I've got it right here on a piece of paper. We were just talking it over when you come in. Now it says here, be it resolved. Whereas, hereafter, and even after that.
That's good, Ian. What do that mean?
Just listen to the bylaw, Ian. Don't worry about that. Go ahead, Chief. And read the bylaw.
Well, the bylaw says, when adjustment is made in the laws of the Mystic Heights of the Beast, the officers of the lodge will be known as the Sessors, and the members of the lodge will be known as the Sessees.
You see, Amos, the Sessees is the Sardine, and all the big ones like us is the Sessors.
Well, that ought to fix it up, Dan, the way you got it there now. That's good.
He ain't read it to you yet, though.
Ain't you doing that? I thought you were going to say something, brother.
You see, Brother Amos, I ain't come to the part that gets us out of it.
Oh, maybe I ain't heard you yet, huh?
How are you going to hear him if he didn't say it?
Yeah, but I thought I heard him say it.
Now, wait a minute. Go ahead, James.
Now, the bylaw says, when the assessment is made, that's all. That's the deputy without assessment. Wait a minute now. Let me see here. The death or death to death is, but outset to the death or. That's it.
Well, now the dog's gone. That is good. That is a mess of death going on, don't
you? You see how that works out, Evil?
I'll have to explain it to him after a while, Kingfish. I'll explain that to him after a while.
In other words, Evil, you is a death or, and a death or death is a death is without deathing himself.
Confused, huh?
Now listen, Evil, and I'll explain it to you. If the lodge is going to put on an assessment, what is the first thing that they do?
I give up.
Amos, the first thing they do is start assessing everybody, don't they?
Wait a minute now, Brother Amos. Let me explain this to Amos in another way. Now, just a second.
Yeah, put it to me another way to explain that to me in a different way.
Yeah, try that.
Well, Amos, when you have assessments, everybody pays the assessment, except the officer. Now, when I'm under the sight of this bylaw, that is what you get.
Who gets
the members in general?
We don't even know what the general you talk about.
You say the members get it. One time you were talking about taking the vehicle, and the next time they get it.
They get it, but they don't get it.
Do you get it? Do I get it?
Yes, we need to get what he is talking about.
I ain't got nothing to talk about. one?
Horse could have laughed two times. He said the number.
He figured a few percent. He figured a few percent, huh? What did he do for that?
I gotta explain all that to him. You go on, yes.
2% of the members at your desk is the best. 98% of you pay no attention to.
Wait a minute, Kingpin. Wait a minute. I'm thinking here. I've got a great idea.
Well, what is your idea of a man?
If it don't put 2% of the cost, pay 7 like you talk about. Instead of setting them $5, why don't we set them $100? Or don't put 2% of the pay as anyway.
Well, Brother Andy, if we set the members $100, which nobody pays, that would be all of the brothers.
That is right. I wonder why I thought that. I guess that got into my head there by mistake.
Oh, yeah, you see, Brother Andy, we could work that out in some way. Not to put those two brothers or those 2% for it, but I don't see how we're going to do it without scaring them off.
Oh, let that one go.
Well, boys, everything is going to work out all right. I'll get on home now, and I'll see you brothers later.
All right, Jesus, I'll see you later, then.
So long.
So long, boys. So long.
Well, Amos, we gotta get the money in the lot. That's one thing that we gotta do.
I don't get what he's talking about.
I'll explain that to you tonight when we get home. I can't do it now. I was all worn out now from the strain of my brain when he was here.
I'm kind of worried myself now, Amos.
What are you worried about?
Well, ever since Luther Taylor passed me on the street when I was talking to Sister Faith, I've been worried. So I went over to see Luther Taylor.
You've been over to old man Taylor's house?
Yeah, I went over there. I done explained the whole thing to him, too.
Was he mad about it?
No. He seemed to be all right. The way he talked to me, he was all right.
Well, then what are you worried about?
But he said to me, yeah, I can tell you what I worried about. He said to me, he said, that's all right, Amy. I don't expect you to be alone just for Louisville is out of town. And then he said to me, maybe Louisville is having a date now and then while she's away.
Oh, yeah. There you is.
That's what I was worried about.
What are you going to do, Buck?
Well, I'm going to write Louisville a letter and ask her if she is having a date. It just seems like everything goes wrong with him.
You go write Ruby a letter.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to write an answer as you imagine.
Well, get a pencil and a piece of paper. I'll help you write the letter.
I ain't going to do it. You were going to help me write that letter last night to Ruby's papa. If I'd have sent him that letter, he'd never speak to me again.
Amos, do what I tell you to do. Get a pencil and a piece of paper.
I ain't gonna do it. I'll let you get a letter now. Don't be trying to tell me what to do.